Oh man, check that shit out. Because, yes. Which was, sorry, Tom.
It was Clear Up with the track Until We Bleed, featuring the lovely Licky Lee on vocals.
Licky Lee.
Yeah, she's Swedish. It's a Swedish
name. So it's like the Ricky Lee.
No, it's a lot better than, it's a lot better.
She's hot though.
She's a lot hotter than Ricky Lee.
I just want to say, going a bit off on a tangent.
As we do.
The band She and Him, I believe.
Yep. Zooey Deschanel.
The worst, like, it's so... It's all branding. Like, seriously, it's just crap music. Because it's indie. Because it's indie. It's like, oh, it's indie, therefore it's good.
No, I think it's nice. It's nice.
You think it's nice?
It's nice.
It's crap, Tom.
No, it's not.
An 8-year-old could write better music. But hey, you know what? That's going on a bit of a tangent. You know, I remember one stage when I was doing radio, I didn't know what tangent meant. Because I was maths orientated. I was like, the tangent or the function. Like... Hey, you know what? Maths is not what this show's about at all.
As far away as possible, really.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, now today's topic, uses for wood. Go, Tom.
Uses for wood. Fire.
Yep.
Firewood. Tables.
Another
one. Trees. Okay. Oxygen.
Did you do your research, Tom?
Yeah, I did.
You did. Well, you don't seem to know about wood, Tom, because, you know,
you told me at the start of the week to, you know, research wood, and I went and I typed in wood into Google.
Hey, masturbating doesn't count. Okay, what? Touching your wood.
Yeah,
okay,
well,
that doesn't count. I'm. You know what? Why didn't you do your research? Were you busy or something?
Well,
we're doing a segment on wood.
I've got a lot going on.
What's more important than talking about wood, Tom?
You know, just stuff. You know, like I've got a...
Tom.
You know, like I got uni and then, you know, on top of that I got like...
Wood enthusiasts.
You know, like the
around
other
Australia.
The other show and there's the editing and stuff.
Tom, wood enthusiasts around Australia are in disgust. Well, they're in disgust.
You didn't tell me it was that serious. I just thought it'd be like a filler.
Filler?
So
you think wood is filler content?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that.
Wood is not filler content. Wood is premium content that people pay for. You know, there's a wood section in The Age?
I did not know that. I should
There's the gig guide. There's the green guide. Sorry, not the gig guide. What the fuck?
There is a gig guide.
There's that culture bullshit about food.
Yes.
Then there's the wood guide.
And
you just completely disregarded it.
I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone that's, you know...
In fact, I set a couple of things. Did you read that book about wood? I sent you 101 uses of wood.
I read the first, you know, bit. Like, the intro.
Tell me one use of wood that you haven't already mentioned.
Okay.
And you can't say beating your wife, okay? Because you can use anything.
Was that in the book, though? I mean,
that was the 102nd reason that I wrote at the back that I was hoping, you know, because I assume you're going to read the whole thing, right?
Yes.
Get to the end. Oh, that's the only good use, you see.
Okay.
But come on, Tom.
You can use it to build a house.
Tom, that is a shithouse answer.
No, it's
that
not.
That is such a shithouse answer.
So many houses are built.
I want something unique. I want something unique.
Okay, you can make a wood sculpture of like a penis.
Okay, who's doing that?
But it's unique.
But it's got to be practical and unique.
What is bullshit?
You fucking suck. And you know what? I'm not going to give you the alternative. I want you to read that book when you get... you know what? Okay. That 4x2 I sent you in the mail. Did you study it?
Well, to be honest, I don't think the 4x2 got to my mailbox.
I cut it into chips.
You cut
into chips. Put it in a box. Okay. Sent it to your house.
Well, I thought someone was giving me some kind of a weird death threat when I got it.
It was ticking.
There was like...
We had to get the bomb defusal squad. Oh, my God. But seriously...
So I did not study your wood chippings of a 2x4.
Oh, fuck. Do you know how long it took to cut it up? I used a butter knife. Okay. Do you know how hard it is to fucking cut a 4x2 with a butter knife?
I assume it's
It took
quite
hours.
Hard. Days, even.
Days. Of course, days, hours in a day, Tom.
Yeah, well, I'm
oh
just
saying... You know...
I'm just saying. I can't
read my own writing. How about Woody from Toy Story? Huh?
Well, I don't know.
Have you seen Toy Story?
Yes,
what did you
I love
learn
Toy
from
Story.
Him about wood?
Well, you see, I don't necessarily think he represents wood. He represents the
Tom. You haven't seen Toy Story.
Yes, I have. I love Toy Story.
Do you know why he was named Woody?
Because he was made of wood.
He loves wood.
That's
He's
bullshit.
The ambassador. Do you know that was the whole point of the movie Toy Story? To express how much the love of wood by Walt Disney.
No, that's
his one envision.
He hates
kids. He loves wood. Okay.
You are so full of shit.
Mr. Disney loves wood. That's why he wrote Toy Story.
Mr. Disney hates Jews. That's what Mr. Disney hates.
Because this is going conspiracy theory on you. I think Tom is a bit of a...
Isn't he frozen?
What?
Walt Disney?
Cryogenics or whatever.
Yeah, cryogenics.
So we can bring him back to life.
Yeah. I thought he was frozen.
I don't know, man. But I will say that... his movies are a timeless classic, frozen in time. Is that right?
I don't know. You just molded two different puns together. You fool.
How about when I showed you my wood and I let you touch it?
That actually was quite helpful, to be honest.
What did you learn about wood, the process of wood?
That, you know, it comes in all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
You know, some big and, in your case, some small.
Some are rectangular. Mine, on the other hand, is
like an oval. It sort of like went round and back to the other.
It gave a whole new definition to the word chode. It was, you know, and let's not go there.
I don't. It did give me nightmares. I do see a psychiatrist about it now. Like, you made me close my eyes and just like...
Of course, talking about the artistic aspect.
Yes.
Wood is often great for carving. So they often
have...
Yeah,
I said sculpture.
Well, mate, that's... Well, I said it.
No,
so
I said it.
Your opinion doesn't count.
I said it.
So you go to Japan where they have these great sculpturing contests.
Yes.
Where, you know, you get a block of wood, you make amazing creations... And I just want to say, the Australians at the moment aren't doing too well with the wood creations, mainly because Australians suck at carving wood. Like,
yeah,
seriously,
definitely,
like,
definitely.
We think, what the fuck?
It's,
you know, we're
going
to make a crocodile out of fucking wood. But hey, guess what? The Japanese and their small hands, they can intricate detail that we don't have.
And I think it's because we live in a Western culture.
Exactly.
Where it's like, oh, we'll just get a fucking machine to do our woodwork.
Yeah. We have so many trees in Australia that wood's just second nature. It's like, fuck that. We're not going to bother. Whereas in Japan, not much wood.
No,
you got to be delicate.
No.
You got to make use of all that wood.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've seen any tree. I've never been to Japan. But like, you know when you see like TV shows and stuff, like Getaway, it's like, I'm in the middle of Tokyo. No trees.
No
anywhere.
Trees.
How does anyone breathe?
No trees, but a ton of decorative wood.
Exactly.
Decorative. Sorry, I stuttered there.
Decorative.
Tom, you're not a fucking Russian, okay? Or are you?
Hey. I'm always rushing around.
See, Tom, it's comments like that that bring it down to a horrible...
That's
horrible.
My dad's joke. It's my
horrible,
dad's favorite joke.
Yeah, your dad's... Yeah, that's why your dad's not on the show, Tom. That's why you're not going to be in the show very soon if you keep up with your shitty puns.
Yeah, and apparently not researching about wood enough.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Anyway, we're going to cut off because, you know, we can't do a segment if Tom doesn't know about wood. Seriously.
Well, apparently you need to know and seem to know everything about wood. So why don't you just do the segment yourself?
Well, okay, I will. Wood's great for furniture and shit, right?
Yeah,
as you mentioned.
Yeah, I said that.
You know, I'd like to be honest.
Yeah.
I know too much about... You know how that thing where you know so much about it, but you can't really pick...
It's clouding your memory. Brain is just like
so
overloaded.
So overloading. I don't know what to do. I say we move on to another segment.
I think you're a lot of bullshit.
Matt, how am I supposed to do a segment on wood if we can't have the banter? You know, I'll be saying something really sophisticated. You'll be nodding your head like an
idiot. You haven't mentioned anything.
Well, because I don't want to make you look like a fool, Tom.
Well, okay, whatever.
Shh. Can't believe this. Anyway, hopefully the next segment...
Yeah.
About confessions. Hopefully you can uphold a greater standard.
Oh, well, maybe.
Than you have a professionalism
maybe
you
should just
than
pick
you have
a topic
here.
That's actually interesting.
Mate, the wood enthusiasts, they're our number one exporter. No, a listener. Okay?
Exporter, what?
They're listening to, I don't know, okay? I think I can't believe you. Okay? I'm in disgust.
Whatever.
Let's roll it over with a song.
I need to go get some fresh air.
Yeah.
I'm out. This is Children by the Rapture.
You can't get fresh air from wood because the tree's dead. Yeah, cop that one. Fucking, I don't know, that made no sense. And a shut up on Radio Monash, of course, we're the premier black station.
That was not
Radio
black
Monash.
At all.
That was fucking
that was
black.
No.
Tom, I'm 64th Aborigine, okay? Don't bloody judge
That's
me.
That's not black either. That's Aborigine.
What are you saying, Tom? Okay, let's be quiet now. What are your opinions on Aboriginals?
They're native people to Australia.
Oh, yeah? So why did you kick the shit out of that...
That was an Asian, man. Get it right.
Because that's not racist. Aborigines, oh, God. But if you beat the shit out of an Asian in Box Hill, it's like being in their country.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Beating the crap out of them. That makes no sense. But just want to thought... you know, Bieber came out recently in the news, and he actually expressed... He said that he wears women's jeans.
Really?
He actually confessed that he wears... women's jeans.
Well, let's be honest. He does have nice legs. He should accentuate them with women's jeans.
He's got a nice pudgy vagina. which is nice to look at with the gene, because go on, Tom. Save me, Tom. Save me.
Let's just leave it. Let's move right on.
Move right on. So I thought, you know, he confessed. Maybe it was a bit of a blunder. Maybe maybe it was even a joke.
Maybe
even.
He maybe was not just true. Really fucking drunk. He just decided to.
Pretty sure he's not 18 yet. But you gotta be 20. You gotta be 21.
He's a pop star. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Also talking about Bieber. Also, it's really awkward between Selena Gomez, because I reckon they're doing it just for the. You know, you're a big star, I'm a big star, let's make money. But, of course, he confessed to this, so I thought today on the show we might confess about some of the things we've done that maybe we're a bit ashamed of, maybe that people shouldn't know about. I'll start off.
Okay,
I've masturbated to bestiality, and I've enjoyed it.
That's I'm glad that everybody now knows that.
Everyone, see, it's you come on the show. Well, see, this would be a great text in line one, but fuck you, Radio Monash, you don't have that bullshit, right? So... instead of texting in, we're texting ourselves on the show. Anyway.
Just post it on the Facebook wall so everyone can see it.
Yeah, exactly. So I've done that.
Yep.
What have you done that maybe you don't want people to know about?
That was an interesting voice. Okay. I'll say this is on the same lines as you towards masturbating.
Yeah, yeah. In public? on the train?
No. I have not done it on the train, but I have... just decided to have a play with myself whilst at the traffic lights when driving.
Really?
Yes.
God.
I didn't you know, have enough time to finish, but I kind of just...
you left just the climax. Just like, finished off when you got home.
Time to drive, and then next one.
Oh my God. Yeah. Gee.
It was just one of those days.
All right. Another bombshell. I don't think... you know what? This is probably my most shameful thing. I've illegally downloaded songs.
Oh, you're going to jail.
Police SWAT team to Radio Monash.
You are so fucked.
Gee, save yourselves. Save yourselves, people.
I have one that I never told you.
Yeah.
It's about...
oh, gee.
I feel really bad. I felt bad about it for a long time.
Oh, no. What happened?
Do you remember your 13th birthday party where only like 3 people showed up?
Yeah. It was because... that's most of my birthday parties.
It was because I gave them a phony address to make you feel bad.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm
you
son sorry. Of a bitch. I was selfish.
Tom, that was the worst day of my life. Yeah. Even Mum didn't turn up. She was, you know, busy function.
No, I told her that
she doesn't even work. She doesn't even go to work. She was unemployed at that point, but she had to go to work. So I've got a bombshell for you.
Oh, okay.
I deep-throated your mum last night.
That's not true.
That's true. No, I deep-throated her. It was during dinner.
It was during dinner. I was
Mum had
for
to
dinner.
Leave. She's like, oh, I'm having my period. No, got to no, clean in the toilet. No. I fucking deep-throated her in the bathroom.
You are so full of shit.
Deep-throated her in the bathroom.
Right now, your mum sucking me off. Right
sucking
now.
You
in
off.
The studio.
Well, you know what?
There's a fucking bombshell.
I'm checking under the fucking table. No one there.
No.
Was she in your pocket or something?
There's a wall under the table in the middle.
So it's one of those mirror, like the magic acts where you think you know what's happening, but then the chick disappears. Fuck. You know what? You know, I think this is really ruining our relationship. But you know what truth is all about? You know, we're coming out. We're
we need
out.
To be. This is to make us stronger. To make us stronger friends.
Just another thing. I've stolen from charity as an actual thing. It was actually a month ago. Stolen from a charity that I work at, which is I probably shouldn't say. But, you know, I just thought, you know what? I'm going to say it. It was late at night coming home from this place. You know, I did some wonderful work, of course, helping out with the certain charity. Won't name it. But I was coming out and they have a cafe there and it was open. And the drinks bar thing was there. And he's like, you know, I'm just going to take a Coke. But it's fair, you know, I don't get paid. So I thought, you know, I'm justified to take
a
Coke.
Yeah, but that's the whole idea of charity, though, isn't it? You're doing it
I'm
for
giving
charity.
So much more. No, and then I take a tiny Coke.
I don't understand if you how are you doing so much more, though?
Well, I can't. I don't want to go into details because then you'll know what it is. And since I only work at one charity, I pretty much fucked myself over. But, you know, that's something I've done.
Okay.
And I feel shameful. Yeah. Now, Tom, have you ever maybe stolen something?
Church? You know how the money goes around? I just, you know, like, I was sitting at the back, and when it came around to me, I kind of just poured half of it into my bag. So, obviously, there was still money going, but it just seemed like a slow day.
And just another thing.
I picked up, you know, a solid $200.
$200? Jeez. I thought you're going to hell.
I mean, and then I went to... church to
confession
to do a confession about it.
Like, listen,
and I ended up having sex with a nun in the confession booth. So.
Oh, gee, you really committed all the bad sins. Really,
I'm going to hell.
Yeah,
hell.
I just one confession from me when I was religious. I was a nice Christian boy. I actually sexually molested the priest As opposed to the other way around.
You sexually molested a priest.
I sexually molested a priest. And then I actually went to the police and say he molested me.
That's...
So, I, you know what? I did... You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're in jail, for life. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. Okay. But hey, sucks. You know, it's been such a long time.
I mean, probably but he, irrelevant. At least, like, because you said you molested him.
Yeah.
He, at least you gave him, you know, what to expect in jail.
Yeah, exactly. Because he was probably going to do it anyway, right? It's only a matter of time. You know, and so, I'm really just...
He just receives it because he's used to it now.
Yeah. Although, I will admit, he didn't stop me at all.
That's good.
You know, I think I was actually...
That was like you doing community service. You saw that he was a rapist. So, you just manipulated the truth and then he's in jail.
Hey, I saved some poor kid's ass. You know, he was going to get raped, so I did it for him. Another thing that I've done is... you know, this is another difficult one.
Oh, really?
For me. It's, you know, it's not as bad as deep-throating your mum, which happened last night.
It didn't happen.
It happened.
Did not happen.
Oh, you were there.
No, I wasn't.
Remember you walked into the toilet, like, oh, why is Julie's deep-throating my mum?
Oh, you're such my a God. Fucking liar.
Dude, don't you believe me?
No,
where's
I don't, because I was, there's no
where's
trust.
The trust?
Because it didn't happen.
Oh, my God. Okay, I've admittedly gone up to a homeless person, paid him for a gobby, except I didn't pay him. I ran away with the money.
Oh, wow.
So, he tasted my semen, and he didn't get paid. I'm sorry, dude. Where is he? I think it's some place in the city.